103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You know I love walking into work and seeing a new email, and it's a good one.
I know that's right.
You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, and that's exactly what Connie did. I say that in quotations.
Christmas Protection Program. Got
yeah,
it.
They even said, let's call her Connie. And this is how it starts. It says, Allie and DZ, a friend of mine wanted me to send an Am I the Jerk for her.
Yeah.
I already told her he's a jerk and she doesn't need the radio, but here we go. Let's call her Connie.
All right, Connie.
Listen, hold on. It says, Allie and DZ, it was our annual Friendsgiving night this past weekend. Okay. They're very proactive.
I respect it.
My sister, cousin, and a group of close friends. Typically, husbands come along as well, but this year we decided it'll just be the girls.
Also, it's girls' giving.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My husband was salty about it after he found out he couldn't come along. But I rarely get a night out with the girls without my two kids. So, long story short, we posted a couple pictures of us girls on Facebook, totally normal group photo in the front yard. And my husband commented on the photo with a bunch of clown emojis and said, what are you, five? We all kind of wondered if he was kidding. And when I confronted him, he got defensive about it, making me wonder if I was overreacting.
Uh-huh.
So, am I the jerk for taking his Facebook comment personally, Connie?
Well,
she wants to know if she's overreacting, and I'm like, okay, this guy is definitely salty. We've established that. He's definitely jealous.
100%. He's got FOMO.
100%.
My man's got cut off from the Friendsgiving.
Well, and it's a little strange that you're going to do Friendsgiving. I do that in quotations with no husbands when you're all married because it's family, Thanksgiving. Like,
the concept is a strange
thing. You had a girl's night, okay?
It was a girl's giving. Thank you.
But hold on, though. But that's not the question. Because immediately I go, well, you're a jerk for not even excluding half of your family for this thing. But then I go, that's not the question.
Mm-hmm.
They had their girl's night. They put a normal photo up. And then the husband commented with clown emojis and said, what are you, five, of a group photo? Ugh.
Was he alluding to the fact that y'all were clowns for celebrating Friendsgiving without all the friends? Because that makes sense.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Now that's a different take.
Or was he going, what are you, five? Because he felt like maybe they were rubbing it in by posting it after excluding half of the friends group.
The clown that emoji is so immature. Like, you're basically saying, I want everyone to know I'm coming, and I'm coming petitiously.
Oh,
like,
petitious.
I'm going to be petty, and I want everyone to know I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
Clown emoji, what are you, five? And now I'm going to make fun of you and your friends publicly, which again makes him the jerk, publicly now on Facebook. Then it would really be on. Seriously?
It could have just been left. It could have just been uncommented.
He didn't need to say a thing.
You didn't need to respond to
that. But again, we didn't ask if he's the jerk for commenting.
No, exactly.
Is Connie the jerk for taking that Facebook comment personally? The clown emojis.
I'm going to go with yeah.
Knock
it. You could have just let it go. You
could have
just enjoyed the Friendsgiving after excluding everybody. What if that's something that they looked forward to
as well? She was rubbing it in by posting the picture.
You know I can spin it. Well, it sounds like he felt like she was rubbing it in, so he went, fine, I'm going to comment with what I want to say.
And that they're all clowns for having the Friendsgiving without the husbands.
Clown emoji.
I think he's definitely the jerk, which would make her not the jerk. So I don't think Connie's the jerk for taking the comment personally. If I was married and my husband put clown emojis and made fun of me and my friends, I would take it personally too. So I'm going, not the jerk.
He's
but
offended.
I see where you're coming from.
My man's is hurt.
Because it is messed up that they didn't invite the husbands. You had a girls' night. Just stop. That's where I'm calling you guys out on that one.
Tell me it probably wasn't last minute that they went, you know what, we're just going to do the girls this year. Dudes was already excited.
Well, imagine, it's like, we're going to have, let's say you, me, Aaron, go, let's have a Friendsgiving.
Right.
And then I show up with, like, no kids. You're like, where the hell are the kids, Allie? It's Thanksgiving.
And then you and Aaron look at me and go, like, oh, but we were going to go get dinner. You're going to stay with the boys. We're going to do Friendsgiving.
I leave with Aaron.
And then I stay home with the boys. I'd be like, all right. And when I see y'all Facebook post inevitably later, I'm going to put clown emoji.
Friendsgiving.
No.
This is a girls' night.
So you understand.
So that part actually is funny to me. I'm sorry. Okay, you guys. Like,
so she's the jerk for taking it to heart when she's the one that was instigating the situation.
Oh, that's a hell of a spin there, DZ. That's impressive.
Here we are.
What are you in a spin room right now?
What are you, five?
Putting a crown emoji on your Facebook right now. And it's, luckily, you don't check it, so it'll be just fine.
I won't take it to heart. That's the difference.
You won't check it. All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and text. That number works for both. Is Connie the jerk for taking her husband's Facebook comment personally? Can't wait to see what everybody says.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, this has been a fun one today. We got this in the email box. You can always send them in. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us or just send us a DM. That's fine, too.
We'll get them. We'll read them. We'll vet them. We change a name if you want us to. You know what it is.
Is Connie the jerk for taking her husband's Facebook comment personally? Her and the girls excluded the husbands from Friendsgiving this year. They went in and they put a picture of all of them, a normal picture in the front yard. And her husband then commented on the photo on Facebook with a bunch of clown emojis and said, what are you, five?
They must be missing something. And obviously he's salty. That's not what we're missing.
He's clearly salty. And Tony's in Racine this morning. I can't wait to start with him first. The mascot man.
The mascot man.
You can see all the pens in the studio.
Yo, Tony.
Yo.
Tony.
Morning, man. What's up, guys? Yo, good morning.
Well, you filled in when DZ was gone, and I gave him all of the 9,000 pens you left in the studio. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm set on pens for life.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I am set on pens for life.
Did you, the important question is, did you give him my quote of the day?
Don't worry about that, Tony.
I was going to say, I think that might be an off-air quote,
because
maybe.
Because it was inappropriate as usual.
Yeah,
Tony,
I knew it. I just knew it.
Tony, you know, it better be on the board still.
It's not, Tony, because we had Girl Scouts in here, and it was inappropriate, and I had to erase it.
Now, oh, sir.
Tony, back to the am I the jerk?
Digressing. Thank you.
Is Connie the jerk for taking her husband's Facebook comment personally?
Extremely. I think she's a jerk. She's a jerk.
Elaborate.
Wait, let me explain.
Yeah,
let me explain, because it can go both ways. I think she's a jerk. She's posting a picture with her and her girlfriends, which means she's fishing for comments.
Oh.
No.
So depending
asked.
On how her Facebook is laid out, is it extremely private? Is there a bunch of people on there? She could be posting looking for, you know, any type of comment.
She's showing
her
off
and jumped on there first. And blocked all those comments.
I wouldn't have gone there. I didn't think. I thought he was just jealous, like that he wasn't there, not jealous that she posted a picture like a thirst trap. It's a group photo
in the front yard.
I mean, what did they? What were they wearing?
Oh, Tony's going to the spot where he wants to know what the outfits look like. He's going even deeper. But
what
Tony,
poses were you guys
Tony,
in?
Tony, either way, he's jealous, and we know that. It doesn't matter if they were dressed hot or not. He was mad about
it. But she did that on purpose then, because your man can be in the picture if you're dressed hot, but
hold
why? You guys want to dress extra hot.
No, I tried to explain this to Hudson and Owen over the weekend, how we don't dress for you guys, and how you think everything's about you, and if we dress sexy, we're trying to get your attention, and it's not always like that.
So you don't dress for us. So what happens is you dress for Facebook and decided to put it on there. So that means you a jerk too. You a jerk, Allie. You a jerk.
You know what? Hang up on Tony. I'm so annoyed
Tony.
Right now. Tony,
you
I dress for myself.
Well, and you can speak
for
yourself. Because
I don't care what people think. You know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I hate that when they're like, well, you dress sexied up, you know,
We know the beauty standards that have been input into the world. And, you know, not saying Tony don't got no value, but Tony, you lost that one. Sorry, Papa.
Yeah, Tony's trying to say it was a thirst trap. Get out of here with that.
I don't think that was the case. I know what he meant. I don't think that was the case.
I picture more of like a cool mom's night out.
Right.
Bad mom's picture.
He was thinking like, oh, what poses are y'all doing?
They're wearing cardigans. Yeah,
Come on. Cardigans and Birkenstocks. You know what it is. Yes, there's a wine glass in the photo.
They probably didn't even shave their legs. They're just trying to go out with the girls. Let them live.
That's why they ain't invite the husbands.
Because they don't just shave.
Oh, now I get
There's no expectations later. Oh, we're getting too deep now. Betty's in Waukesha next. Hi, Betty.
Good morning.
Hey there.
All right. You're on day two of calling in, getting a theme song. Congrats.
Thank you.
Rooting for you.
Yep. Hope you keep the streak going. But Betty, you heard Tony say that Connie is the jerk for taking the Facebook comment personally. What do you think?
I think Tony triggered me. I already thought Connie wasn't the jerk, but Tony pretty much like nailed the coffin, like put the
sealed
nail
the
in the coffin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, so
you know what's funny? You're supposed to convince people to go with you. Tony convinced people to go against him.
Pretty much. So I already thought she wasn't the jerk because first off, if her husband posted a bunch of clown emojis and said, "What are we five?" Mm-hmm. That was personal.
Mm-hmm. That was, sure.
Not only that, but by him saying that, he's the one acting immature.
True.
And he's doing it in public in front of other people. Imagine
correct.
It's the same as if he said it in a group. Putting things on Facebook, more people see right. than your actual friend group would see if you're out having drinks
just
or
out.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Everybody sees it's that
public.
Now.
Yeah.
300 people just saw your husband making fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Your husband just publicly shamed you.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Ooh, ooh.
So you're not
That's
the jerk
it.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but to Tony's point, okay, who cares what anybody was wearing? Because
shouldn't
I'm going to be
matter.
Honest. I dress nicer for girls' night than I do when I go out with my husband and a group of friends.
She said it, not me.
I've heard it before, honestly, right? You dress more to impress the other ladies you with.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be showing out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It is not even, it doesn't matter if we're going out or staying in. It just does not matter because when we get together, that is our like safe time. Because when we dress up for each other, we know there's no risk of men thinking we're dressing up for them.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta
okay.
respect that.
She's going deep today.
So,
uh-huh. And
yeah.
so Betty's definitely not saying jerk. She's saying
not the jerk
without a
Betty's
doubt.
Saying 100%
not the jerk. Her husband is absolutely the jerk.
Dude, you had some great points.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that, Betty.
That was great.
We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three. Good luck, okay?
Oh, I hope so. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well,
dog.
We've had two really good calls, honestly, this morning.
One took it one way 100%,
uh-huh.
the other took it the other way 100%.
Yeah.
So we're back to the middle. We don't know. We don't got an answer yet.
The good news is we have a very opinionated regular on the phone. You know who she is in Sheboygan, Lisa. And she's not afraid of Tony or Betty, honestly.
She ain't afraid of nobody.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, this is so weird.
Why?
Because
it's
the husband's a jerk.
Scenario.
Yeah, right?
No,
oh.
no.
Oh, the
she,
Friendsgiving.
Connie,
let it go. Like, I think mm-hmm. she's the jerk. I just,
Lisa!
I mean, I'm all about girl power, but at the same time, isn't the point of social media for public speech, right? So
mm-hmm.
she had a right to post a picture. He had a right to comment.
Oh.
I don't think that the comment was degrading. Could it have been a little bit petty? Yeah.
Sure.
But, like, get over it, Connie. I mean,
Lisa,
how do we know that he wasn't doing it in a funny way? There's no context in the story.
And that's why he got defensive?
Because
he was like, y'all took it too to heart, man.
No,
why are y'all?
Right. That's not fair. She said at the beginning, my husband was salty about us leaving the husbands behind for Friendsgiving. And then he writes on the Facebook. So we already knew he made it clear to them he was upset he wasn't invited. And I do think it's stupid they didn't invite the husbands
sure.
to Friendsgiving.
He was trying to deal by ribbon with humor, though, by saying, y'all look like clowns.
But
huh?
then he should have said privately to her, you know, like, you hurt my feelings. If we want to be mature about
yeah.
this, he would have actually gone to her and been like, yeah, I'm upset. This stinks. This sucks. Instead, he went and wrote clown emojis on Facebook and didn't communicate. And,
would it be different if he had just done the clown emojis jokingly, quote, air quotes, jokingly on Facebook and then behind closed doors gone, hey, actually, though, it did bother me.
When have either of you put clown emojis on somebody's pretty picture and meant it in a nice way? Give me a break.
The clown is smiling.
You.
It's not like Pennywise clown.
Are you
it's like Bozo clown. It's Happy Clown.
Stop trying to change
That's
Lisa's
it.
Answer.
Maybe he was saying like the clown is like, oh, the clown has beautiful makeup. You girls look all done up. Look at your beautiful contouring and bronzing.
Yeah. He wasn't calling y'all bozos.
Get
no.
out of here. That's
he
it.
Needs to take a melatonin and chill out.
Lisa, rounds it out.
Her man is a jerk. He called her a clown, period. That is the text.
Nope. Lisa answered. Connie's the jerk.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Somebody said, thirst trap all day. I won't change my mind. And anyone who says otherwise, y'all jerks. Somebody else said, Tony has a lot of people triggered here in Kenosha.
Clearly.
And then somebody said, okay, Lisa, you changed my mind.
Well, then.
No way.
Oh, no. Yes way.
My man writes a clown under any picture it's on. For the record.
Let me go put a clown emoji under my wife's last post. Let me go do something real quick.
It's going to be you and your kids, though, and then it's really going to look stupid.
Well, because we're the clowns.
You're going to clown yourself here, okay?
Yeah, I'm good at that.
All right. Overall, though, jerk today. And you guys can go fight it out on Facebook, honestly. That's curious. Where it will get be really funny.
Definitely curious how it's going to go online, for sure.